Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single family home or townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile
home? Single family.
Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
Now, please tell me, what year was your home built?
1962.
Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, structural upgrades?
A new roof in 2012.
Okay, now how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
40 years.
Thank you.
40.
Okay, now have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hurricane?
We live in Florida. We get them every year.
Okay, and can you tell me the name and year of the last hurricane that you experienced?
It was the one year before last. I can't remember the name of it.
If you don't know, that's okay.
We had damage with Irma.
Okay, I understand. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yes. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay. What was the estimate damage in dollars?
It was about $1,000 worth.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris and the wind breaking your window, wind damage your roof, ocean surge, floating, trees falling in your home, or something else?
There was trees falling on our home.
Okay. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or floating hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
I work for county government, so for me, I have to live at work during a hurricane. My husband would have to find someplace else to go.
Okay. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane
We've already started.
Okay. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay. Now, please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, other options.
Again, I work for public safety communications, so that's my job, is to know this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess the first option.
Internet sources other
sure.
than social media. Okay. And another two options like radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family. Social
TV.
Media. Okay. Okay. Now continue with the survey on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared. How would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably a 5. We are very prepared.
Okay. And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? For example, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of housing, loss.
Cost of insurance.
Okay. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It is not in a flood zone.
Mm-hmm. An evacuation zone?
I mean, the whole county has their own zone, so I guess, yes, I do have an evacuation zone. But I'm not first to evacuate.
I understand. Now, what is the letter of designation for the evacuation zone?
What is the
letter designation? For example, A?
I think it's C.
C as in cat?
C as in cat.
Okay. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or you probably never?
Probably emergency management officials.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend and family, another location within the state as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
Probably to a friend's house.
Okay. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's $3,000.
Okay. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $3,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you could come up, probably not come up, or you're really certain that you cannot come up with $3,000?
Probably not.
Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decrease or increase?
Increase.
Increase 1 to 10% or over 10%? If you don't know, that's okay.
Yeah, it's at least 10%, if not more. It's ridiculous.
Okay. What about 1 to 3 years?
You mean how high has it gone within the last 1 to 3 years? Is that what? I'm sorry,
yes,
I don't understand.
Yes. The home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years. Increase or decrease?
It's increased.
Okay.
It just keeps going up.
Over 10% or less than that?
It's probably less than 10% in the last 3 years, but this past year I would say definitely 10%.
Okay. What about last 3 to 5 years?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. And what about 5 to 10 years?
No, I don't recall it going up within that
time
frame.
No worries. That's okay. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
We just continue to pay it because we don't want to change. Although we are currently looking for another lender, or not lender, but insurance company.
I understand. Now, if you could insure your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80, less than 60%.
Honestly, don't know. I don't.
Okay.
I don't do those numbers. That would be a question for my husband.
That's okay, no worries. Now, which of the following will you consider taken if insuring costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher, moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
Move to another state.
Okay, now in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or you already dropped your insurance?
Never thought about that. I would probably say no, I guess.
I understand. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say federal.
Okay, now on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Is 5 the highest confidence?
Yeah, 1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence.
We'll do 3.
Okay. Next one, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I would say, I don't know, maybe 4.
Okay. Next one, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
I would say 4. They seem to look at that more than wind.
Okay. And last one, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3.
Thank you. Now, next I would like to ask you a few questions. We almost finished with the survey. And the question is about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I think it is happening, but I don't think it's going to affect us where we're at this time.
I understand. Now, if the government were to take actions on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
I guess property tax.
Okay. Now, most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Only slightly.
Okay. Now, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other job or family?
Probably the price and proximity.
Proximity to family and job or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And price, yeah.
And the price, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Probably 5 to 10 more years.
Okay. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
55 to 64.
Okay. And what is your gender, just for the record?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay. Are under 12 years old?
No.
Are 65 or older?
No.
Okay. What is your marital status?
My what? My medical status?
Marital status. Are you single, married, widow?
Oh, marital. I'm sorry. Married. Sorry. I misunderstood you. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Some college.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic Latina descent?
No.
What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is most often spoke in your home?
English.
Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, over 100,000.
I prefer not to answer.
That's okay. These were all the questions that I have. Thank you very much for your response and hope you have a nice day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.